There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you have a thought on TikTok. Will Congress ban it or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album be album of the year? What about Biden's approval rating or inflation and a whole lot more? You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. $20 bonus if you go to Kalshi.com/followthemoney, spelled K-A-L-S-H-I, and deposit $50. There is no guarantee of performance, and an investor could lose their entire investment, including fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at Kalshi.com.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
With the Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Follow the money.
That's what I always say. You always follow the money.
Yeah.
This is Follow the Money with Mitch Moss and Pauly Howard on VSiN.
Now it gets going. So the semifinals of the playoffs on Saturday. Four bowl games today. Bowl season alive and well, and we have you covered. Picks, spreads, totals, every single game, head to VSiN.com. Check out all our bowl betting coverage and become a VSiN Pro subscriber, only $79. You get access to everything we do through the big dance, VSiN.com/subscribe. Good tweet from ML Dogs regarding the Survivor as well. Two people had the Bengals available, but didn't use them, thinking with the $1 million bonus. But they went with the Lions instead. They were eliminated.
At what point during the year do you say, because here's the way Derek Stevens again works the bonus, right? He goes back and he says, if you want to, he does something different with the two Super Bowl teams from the year before. And this year it was, if you avoided them the entire year, you would get $1 million bonus. So that's what they were aiming for. And then you we're down to 14 people for $6.1 million, and you said, no, I want to keep them for the bonus, and I'm going to take the Lions instead of the Bengals. Now, again, we're playing Monday morning quarterback here on a Tuesday morning.
But you're the hottest team in the league.
I also...
I love the Bengals. But imagine if you had them in Survivor. I mean, that game was over. Well, go ahead.
I was just going to say, I mean, it's when the entries came out, I said the same exact thing.
No Bengals?
No Bengals.
Yeah,
now, there is a reason why I did not take Cincinnati in the Super Contest this week, and it was -3. I know you loved them. Yeah. I thought everybody was going to be on Cincinnati, so I wanted to avoid that one in case it didn't get there.
Burrow toyed with them for three quarters.
Oh, he was fantastic.
Then the silly, they just beat themselves.
Are you concerned about how...
Yes.
Okay.
Playoffs? My Chiefs ticket?
No. I was going to say the Bengals running game.
Yeah.
Much like we talked about the Chargers an hour ago.
Yeah, you have a key injury on the offensive line. I am with you with McPherson having the yips.
Ooh,
confidence.
No
confidence, right? I mean, he missed two extra points.
Man, how that has flipped in a year.
And then he missed the chippy field goal, and they couldn't put him away. But Burrow's an assassin. And just with the Higgins and Chase and just carved up a Belichick defense like that. You don't see that every day.
No, good
secondary.
What
he was able to do. So, first things first, how important that game is Monday. But if you get the one or the two seed, yeah, I don't want to see this guy coming to town.
Oh, my God. The AFC at the top is absolutely loaded.
God.
It's incredible how these games could play out and the matchups we might get that side of the bracket.
Can I get Cincinnati, Baltimore, round three? Can I get that?
In week one of the playoffs?
I wouldn't mind it. Yeah. Ravens lose out.
Are you saying because you want the Bengals to get knocked out?
Yeah, yeah. I think Baltimore with Lamar Jackson can beat them. They beat them in the first meeting. I'd like to see that. I'm with you, too. Cincinnati-Los Angeles would be a great first-round game. But I was very surprised no one went with Cincinnati against the Patriots.
If you're the Bengals and you don't beat Buffalo on Monday night, and if you could pick the team that you wanted to play in the first round of the playoffs, would you rather see the divisional opponent in Baltimore or the Chargers? Let's say you're hosting the game, either way.
Those
are the two teams.
I could also get the five. I could blow the division, I guess, and get the five and play Jacksonville. There's a lot of things in play here with where they could wind up, but I wouldn't have a problem going to Jacksonville or Tennessee if I'm Cincinnati.
That's fine. You can have that as an option then, too. Okay. You prefer to go on the road then?
No, I want to be at home, but still, I'm going through all the scenarios here.
Right.
Okay. Would you rather go to Jacksonville? Yeah, I'd rather be at home against the Chargers, but I don't think I'd have any problems going to Jacksonville, though.
Yeah, so I'm going back and forth right now in my head with that question, too, because it's like part of me says I want absolutely nothing to do with Justin Herbert at all in the first round of the playoffs. Stay away. You're not welcome to Cincinnati. But the other part's like, really? You seriously want to take on the Ravens again for a third time in your division? And how well they know you?
Yeah.
And that can be tricky as hell?
Yeah, I'd love to see that. That'd be a hell of a game. You got to get Jackson healthy here and get Jackson back. Well, the other thing, too, I know Burrow was Superman and how he played. They had no business beating Tennessee in that second playoff game. I mean, that was all McPherson.
Well, it was.
They sack him eight times in that game? Tannehill threw three picks, and McPherson's hitting 52-yard field goals.
That's the brilliance of and the funny thing is, it flipped on this team, right? Because generally speaking, they make unbelievable second-half adjustments with the defense. This past week against the Patriots played out the exact opposite way. But look at what happened against KC. Down big in the first half, on the road in Arrowhead to go to the Super Bowl. You're taking on Mahomes, and they did nothing in the second half.
Yeah, yeah.
That's where they're tremendous.
Yeah.
I got to tell you, if
boy. My God, the Patriots can still make the playoffs?
Well,
bad as they've been? And how bad is this beat going to be if the Dolphins have gone over their win total yet? They were 8-3. It was 8.5.
Yep.
The Dolphins have to get another win.
And I don't know if I want the Dolphins in the playoffs with no Tua. Although Teddy's fine. That's okay. The Steelers can still make it. They are live to make it. Think about that. Tomlin has still never had a losing record ever. What if they win the next two games?
Yeah. Yeah.
And they somehow squeak in.
That's a big one Sunday night. Yeah. Sure. Boy, Tomlin loves kicking field goals fourth and short, doesn't he?
Yes. Yes, for a long, long time.
Doesn't matter where it is on the field.
That game, if you go back to week 15, they toyed with Carolina. That was such a bad effort by the Panthers in that game. That meant everything for that division and for the Steelers' chances, because they're not going to make the playoffs without that win.
Well, it's like Tyreek Hill said, I'll put up numbers with you, with the media guy, so it won't matter. So see if they can get a win here with Teddy. But then I'm telling you, what a 24-hour stretch for the Jets. They were dead and buried, right? Zach Wilson, oh God, we're stuck with this guy and finish out the season. Can Mike White get cleared? He's cleared. Tua's out. It's wide open for the Jets right now. They would still need another team to lose.
But if
Buffalo needs the game, New England will not win in Buffalo week 18.
That's true.
So there you go. So the Jets could be your seventh seed too.
Well, and the way the AFC is shaking up right now, if it lands, if we get Jacksonville and the Jets instead of like Tennessee and the Patriots or the Dolphins, that is going to be it's going to be 10 times better.
Yeah.
Because again, when you rank the teams that you don't want to see in the, who wants to play the Jets with that defense if they're healthy? That defense can shut down almost any offense in the entire league. Almost. So they would be a dangerous out. Again, you plug Jacksonville at the four rather than Tennessee. Okay.
Yeah, Willis isn't going to beat anybody.
No, no way.
Right.
Absolutely no way.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I'm hoping Tennessee, they do not make the playoffs. They're not going to be dangerous. And the Jets, I think, would be if they got in. You're looking at if that's going to be the seven. Jags at the four, Ravens five, Chargers six, Jets seven. Oh, mama.
How about three potential playoff games week 18? Packers, Lions, winners in, losers out. Jets, Dolphins. Jacksonville, Tennessee for the division.
Yeah.
This is nuts.
What do you think
of the NFC? I don't know what the hell is going to happen in the NFC. If Seattle and Washington lose this week and the Lions and Packers win, the week 18 game would be a win and in game and probably your Sunday night flex. And
by the way, this goes back to our conversation of do not bet the Packers to make the playoffs last week because the number was so wrong.
It's plus 160 now.
Yeah.
That's asinine.
They needed everything to go their way.
And it did. Yeah.
And it did. So if you were betting them on the rollover parlay and the other things to happen, well, then you're making much more than 6-1 at this point. I bought a ticket on them at 220-1 when everybody lost on Christmas Eve.
Right. You got okay. Now, I will say this. This is now an absolute 100% media creation. The last 24 hours, it's like, oh, don't let them in. Let the Packers stink. They can't stop the run.
They're not a good
The offense
team.
Is broke. The 49ers would embarrass them. That is a horrible matchup for Green Bay. If they're in, come on. Aaron Rodgers got a lousy playoff record to begin with. The one and duns and getting beat at home in one seeds. And the 49ers would just punch him in the mouth and that'd be it.
That'd be a bloodbath.
They can't stop the run.
How about that, though? 15-0 going back in December? They do not lose in this month.
That is something.
And now the calendar flips against the Vikings.
Well, again, everything went their way, though, too. I mean, this is...
Well, here's the thing,
Tua concussion, and then the Mostert fumble was enormous.
Right.
The Sanders missed field goal.
But here's the reason why I bought him at 220. It was on prop swap, by the way. You can still buy in the state of Nevada. You can't sell. You can still buy. I bought a ticket at 220-1. The market was like 170, 175.
Okay.
After they won the game, they dropped between like 70 and 125-1. Now I saw 50-1, which is outrageous. But if they get into the playoffs, they can. If they're the 7 seed and Minnesota gets the 2, if that does shake, like I don't think it will, but if it does, they could absolutely go to Minnesota and win that game.
Well, yeah, it's a pick 'em.
And then I'm live.
That scenario, yeah. The scenario where the Niners are the 2 seed.
Then I could do something
which I think that'll happen. It's going to get buried. But you're a pick 'em in that game, and then you have to beat the Eagles.
Yeah, I wouldn't like the chances there.
That didn't go well the first meeting either.
No, it would not the second time either, I don't think.
Yeah.
Paul, you played out again with the passing game. It's not easy to watch.
No.
They don't have weapons. Rodgers is not even close to the same guy that he was last year or the year before.
Tua handed him the game. And we cut him a break because of what happened. Shouldn't Tua take himself out? I mean, think about it.
Well, I don't know.
I mean, if you know you have a concussion?
I don't know. That's a great... You would think he has yes, but I think you're so... Have you ever had one?
Yes, many times.
I had one bad. I didn't know what the hell was going on.
Yeah.
But I don't know if you recognize you're concussed. It was like every 10 seconds. Like, what happened 10 seconds ago? I couldn't remember anything.
The throws were so terrible.
Oh,
there's got to be something wrong with them.
Yeah. How do they not see that on tape? The guy's head got pounded off the ground.
Yeah, I know.
You can't see that in the second half? Be like, hey, we got to get him the hell out of here.
Listen, this is a cast of thousands. These network guys, these broadcast teams are doing a horrible job. They don't point that out. There was a face mask on Green Bay in the red zone. They picked the flag up without an explanation. They don't mention it. I mean, what are these guys playing grab ass in the booth?
Yeah.
Do your job. Someone's got to say, hey, how about that? There was no explanation.
Yeah, what bothers me is you have a sideline reporter on every one of these
games. That too, absolutely.
When there's an injury, come on, that's part of the deal.
Yeah.
Go get an answer for us, please. Up next, we are finally starting to see a gap for most of these NFL awards. Will a current heavy favorite end up losing? We'll kick it around coming up here and follow the money. It's VSiN, the Sports Betting Network. There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you have a thought on TikTok. Will Congress ban it or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album be album of the year? What about Biden's approval rating or inflation and a whole lot more? You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. $20 bonus if you go to Kalshi.com/followthemoney, spelled K-A-L-S-H-I, and deposit $50. There is no guarantee of performance, and an investor could lose their entire investment, including fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at Kalshi.com.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
This is Follow the Money on VSiN.
DraftKings Sportsbook going live in Ohio on Sunday. To celebrate, all new customers will receive $200 in free bets when you sign up. Five lucky customers will win a $100,000 free bet as well. What would you do with $100,000 in January? Get up there now, DraftKings, and be a part of that in Ohio, and welcome aboard. Good question.
What would you do? $100,000 right now on a free bet?
Yeah.
On a super? Would you put it on a Super Bowl future?
You know what I like?
Would you go Giants money line this week against the Colts?
You could do that. It's not bad.
That one?
Not bad. How about this? I'm trying to find it. DraftKings didn't have it up. Who will be the one seed in the Western Conference? I'd love the Nuggets. I got to see the... Remember, I gave that out before the year and was able to get down on that. Denver to be the one seed in the West. What Joker is doing and the schedule. A lot of home games coming up. This is ridiculous. We'll do it in an hour.
Actually, like...
This is... He's going to win the MVP again.
Well, I missed that. I went to... I was
this is
like,
crazy.
I was going to bet like 8-1, hoping I can find it. Bye-bye. He's like down to 4.
Bye-bye. Yeah. Yeah, 25-11. He's averaging 25-11-9 and shooting 61%.
His numbers are better this year.
Yes.
And he's won it 2 years in a row.
Yes.
I don't care what... Voters cannot ignore this thing.
I have to mention it because we brought it up. When he's on the floor, their offensive rating is 122. The defensive rating is 111. When he's on the bench, the offensive rating is 101. The defensive rating is 115. They're outscored by 14 points per 100 possessions. It's a 25-point swing.
That's incredible.
When he's on off the floor. It's stupid.
It really is.
That is stupid.
Yep.
Impossible.
I think you're right, Paul. I think he's going to win it again if he stays healthy.
Well, you know, the 47, 15, and 15.
Well, that'll do it for
he
you.
He had a 40, 27, and 10, a 43, 14, and 8. What is this? This is make-believe, right?
It really is.
Yampy.
I mean, if that's the thing about the NBA MVP this year. Do not waste your money betting long shots. It's down to like four guys now, right? It's down between Joker, Tatum, Luka, and Giannis, and that's it.
Yeah.
I know people are going to say Durant might have a chance or Embiid or some other, like Zion. If the Joker does this, how do you make a case for anybody beyond those four?
Well, and these guys are well aware of these numbers as well. So yeah, I'm totally with you with this Green Bay thing. At some spots, they're plus 190 to make the playoffs. I mean, that's just, you can't even bother with that. Seattle plus 280.
No, I think that ship has sailed.
I agree. Washington plus 165. See what they do. I think Rivera said tomorrow.
He will by tomorrow.
He'll know what they'll do at quarterback. What would you do? Of course, they're the first team to score more than 17 on San Francisco during this stretch. That was just a weird game.
I'd probably go Heinicke.
You would?
Yeah. Let's not forget how bad it was with Wentz.
True.
Let's not forget what Rivera was saying about his quarterback when nobody even brought it up to him earlier in the year. What's the difference? How come these other first-year coaches are getting, quarterback play? Well, who's that a shot at?
Yeah, right. Well, that is a tough game, though, because now all of a sudden, Watts, again, what is it, three touchdowns so far with Watson in there? That's it?
Only three
touchdowns? Stefanski with the Garrett business. This guy went from coach of the year, cats me out of maybe being gone, how bad it's been.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. That's a tough game with Cleveland and Washington. Lions plus 320. I'd love to see it. Love to see it. Just give me a play-in against Detroit. Detroit Green Bay, rather. Give me that to start.
Well, Paulie, unfortunately, it was all set up for this team like on a silver platter going into the weekend.
Right.
And they just got lambasted by Carolina. And it was a tough spot. I mean, back-to-back road games, I get it. They're better at home than they are on the road. But they excited a lot of people, rightfully so. I'm with you. I'd love to see this team get into the playoffs. But that was just a bad overall performance.
In the comments after the game where Campbell just said, we weren't ready and they punched us in the mouth and we didn't respond. And remember, he said the comments, he was asked earlier this week about, will there be a letdown? And he said, no, that would have happened last week. Because that's when everyone was coming at us and you're so hot. You guys are playing great ball, and then you went out and were awesome. But this was, yeah, that was, that got out of control in a hurry.
I don't think they're going to go to Lambeau and win the game. If they have to have the game, that's going to be flexed out on Sunday, and I think Green Bay beats them.
Goff and the elements. This was before the Tua news. Certainly, Miami was minus 190 to make the playoffs. Well, God knows now what it means, how that number's changing, what it means for the seventh seed in the AFC.
I think I saw plus 225.
Yep. Oh, God. Oh, if they can't win another game and stay under the win total.
What were they when they were 8-3?
$9?
That sounds about
probably
right.
Higher. You're 8-3? Playoffs? Yeah. Pats 6-1 before the Tua. Giants minus $9. Pittsburgh 10-1.
They were 25-1 recently.
Yeah.
Pittsburgh. And I don't see Miami on the board right now, and that's fine.
Okay. The awards, you mentioned how this has changed, and it's just, it's out of control. Week to week. One guy plays well, the other, this can't go on.
I don't like the way the market shifts like this, just based on a simple win or a loss on the team record. Doesn't make any sense to me. Now, we did point out, like, middle of the season, you do not want to lay heavy favorites. Like when Micah Parsons was minus $10 to win the Defensive Player of the Year. Come on, that's silly. There's a lot of football left. Anything can happen. Or Geno Smith, again, we're screaming from the mountaintops. How is he $9 but Jared Goff's not on the board? It made no sense. Then Jared Goff came on the board. And then after a loss last week, Saquon Barkley moved from like 2-1 or 3-1 to 25-1. I'm like, wait a second here. That's completely out of control now. You need to fire on Barkley at this point. Now, Barkley's going to win this award.
You think so?
Oh, yes, I do.
Really?
And Geno Smith is not going to win that award. I could not be any stronger on that last comment.
Okay. So you have William Hill, Geno plus 175, McCaffrey and Barkley plus 180. At DraftKings, Geno's plus 175, Barkley's plus 175, McCaffrey's plus 250, and now Goff is 8-1.
Right.
I mean, some books didn't even list Goff, and then they put it up there, and then, you know, Goff, the numbers look good against Carolina. There was a fumble in the red zone, which changed the game. But
sure.
So now I am with you on Geno Smith. I mean, unless he does a great performance and beats the Jets, I can't see it. And we're forgetting about McCaffrey, though, too?
No, McCaffrey can win. He can.
You're right, but you can't go from 25-1 to the co-favorite in the span of, what, 1-2 games?
That's the thing. You went from 2-3-1 to 25-1, now back to 2-2. It doesn't make any sense. But I think it's probably, I think Barkley wins, but I think it's Barkley and McCaffrey probably at this point.
Uh-huh.
And again, the reason, I don't think Goff's going to win, but he should have, that thing that we did 2 weeks ago, he had to be on the board. That was our point. And Geno never, ever should have been, like, wow, it's a fake number.
Yeah, come on. Another horrible interception. That hurt my feelings. You're down 14, you're driving. I don't know who he's throwing the ball to in the end zone. But that's, and he didn't have Lockett, so that's big. But Purdy is now 7-1, Offensive Rookie of the Year. He's got 2 games left. Again, he's putting up numbers. Huh? There he is again, right? Never saw him with Lance and Garoppolo. Kittle? Oh.
Look at this.
How dangerous is this offense when you're using Kittle like that? Good luck. Good luck stopping that.
Totally agree.
Yep.
Yep.
And Walker played well in the loss, though, too.
He did. He had more than 100
yards. He had 100 yards.
Yeah. So. I think Walker can win it. I think Watson probably is out of it now. He got hurt. They were trying to get him a touchdown like multiple times again in that game.
Yeah, he blew it.
Yeah. By the way, here's Kittle. You see this? Kittle, great soundbite. He's a very funny dude as well. Awesome tight end. He's talking very glowingly about his quarterback after the last win.
I mean, Brock's confidence that he brings in every single day makes us all very confident. We know that he's going to make plays with his legs. He's fantastic about rolling out, keeping his eyes upfield. I mean, he makes guys miss in the backfield. He's such an athlete. He's good with the football. He doesn't make stupid throws. I mean, you can just tell he's taken tens of thousands of reps at quarterback. And I think that's very helpful for him right now. And it's a reason that he's been able to step in this late in the season and play at a high level.
I think it's probably down to the top three guys on the board.
What a story.
Although Wilson did nothing in the game on Thursday night.
Well,
he's $2.
He gets a break, though.
He does?
Well, it's Zach Wilson. I mean, the fumble was a fluky play. Guy coming up with the karate kick and knocked the ball out of him.
I will say this. I don't know how voters look at games played.
Yes.
If I'm a voter, I would not give it to Brock Purdy. Not a big enough. Okay. He didn't play enough games.
Right.
But I don't vote. So maybe others look at it like, I don't care.
Yep.
On the stretch, too good.
And appreciate the response. Your idea was awesome with the tickets under the Christmas tree. What do you want to cash? So I cannot believe how many people emailed or tweeted in the Jefferson Offensive Rookie of the Year.
Oh, yeah. That's going to be a good one.
Offensive Player of the Year. Offensive Player of the Year.
Yeah.
He's $8 now.
Eight.
Well, he broke Moss's record, and he can break the record. He can break Megatron's record, too. But congratulations. 30-1, 20. I don't want to say that, but I'm pleasantly surprised by how many people have that ticket. So,
By the way, I will say this. If Justin, he has 8 touchdowns, I think. If Justin Jefferson had like 15 touchdowns, he would not win the award. But I'm telling you right now, he would be probably top 3, top 4 for the MVP. It'd be Cooper Kupp all over again from last year.
Yeah, it would.
But I got news for you. He's putting up better numbers.
Yep. And one more defensive player of the year. Oh, my God, how this changed.
Exactly right.
Bosa's now 1-10 and higher than that in some
spots.
And
not now, with only a couple games left, he's winning that clearly. I mean, come on.
Yeah. Parsons was 1-10.
He was.
A month ago.
And that's when it was completely out of control. You can't make a guy 1-10 in October to win an award.
Yeah, I totally agree. Well said. Mm. What a crazy year. Crazy.
And that one, that one's going to cost me because I have Parsons at a nice number. Up next, bowl games with professional sports bettor Paul Stone. He likes 3 bets on today's show. And where does he stand now that the playoff games are finally coming up this week?
This is Follow the Money on VSiN.
We have you covered at Bet Rivers. Start the new year off with a bang. Join Bet Rivers on New Year's Eve and New Year's Day to ring in 2023. Log into BetRivers.com or download the app on December 31st and you get a 22% profit boost. Log in again January 1st for a 23% profit boost. Celebrate and get 2 profit boosts. It's a whole new game at Bet Rivers.
Good friend of the show, Paul Stone, joins the program now. Professional sports bettor, great college football handicapper as well. He's on Twitter at Paul Stone Sports. Good morning, sir. Happy holidays. Thanks for the time as always. Well, now that the week for the 2 playoff games is finally upon us here, do you have any thoughts or bets that you like between TCU and Michigan or Georgia and Ohio State?
Well, I do, Mitch. You know, Georgia, Ohio State, this game going to be played Saturday night, the second of the 2 semifinals to be played Saturday night there, Mercedes-Benz Stadium in Atlanta, about 75 miles from University of Georgia's campus there in Athens. And this is the 3rd time this season that Georgia has played at the Mercedes-Benz Stadium. So they have some familiarity there, and they've played well here so far, beat Oregon 49-3 in the season opener. And then beat LSU in the SEC championship game 50-30 back on December 3rd. So you've got a Bulldog team that's going to be playing really close to home. No question that Ohio State fans are going to be there in mass. You know, nobody travels better. But you still have to expect Georgia's going to have an advantage in the stands. But regardless of where this team plays, this is a Georgia team that really has no clear weaknesses, in my opinion. You look back to that game on October 1st against Missouri. They trailed by 10 points early in the fourth quarter. They rallied to win that game 26-22. Since that game, they've won their last 8 games by slightly more than 25 points a game. They've won all those 8 games by double digits. I looked at this Ohio State team, obviously coming off the disappointing 45-23 home loss to Michigan in this regular season finale. But in their last 2 games, the Buckeyes, they've given up 75 points. They allowed 30 points to Maryland the game before Michigan. They've given up a total of 932 yards in those last 2 games, 7.3 yards per play. Georgia, man, when it's showtime, I just think they're going to hit all the buttons. This Ohio State defense is a little bit better under Jim Knowles, their first-year defensive coordinator, but I don't think they're championship caliber better. I like Georgia minus 6.5 over Ohio State. And then in the other game, Michigan currently favored by 7.5 over TCU with a total of 59. I don't have a great opinion here. I kind of lean towards Michigan. These lines will probably start moving, you know, Friday, maybe early Saturday would be my guess. If I'm a potential Michigan backer, I'm going to wait until the line moves and hope to get 7. I think Michigan's going to be able to run the ball on the Horned Frogs. The Horned Frogs only ranked 69th in rushing defense this year. Blake Corum, Michigan's top back, out due to a knee injury, but their backup, Donovan Edwards, more than capable, rushed for almost 900 yards this season, 7.5 yards per carry. Michigan just won its second straight Joe Moore Award, symbolic of having the nation's top offensive line. So they typically control the offensive line of scrimmage. So if I'm a Michigan supporter, which I'm going to approach it, I'm going to see if it goes to 7. If it goes to 7, I'm taking Michigan.
Very good. Okay, how about bowl games that we have before the two playoff games? Coming up tomorrow in the Liberty Bowl, we have Kansas taking on Arkansas. The Razorbacks are 3-point favorites. The total here is a high one at 68.5. I do see a 69 on the board as well. What is your handicap here, Paul, of the Liberty Bowl?
Yeah, you know, opt-outs, Mitch, are such a big part of handicapping these bowl games. And I don't know if any team's been more negatively impacted by opt-outs and NFL draft persons than Arkansas. They reportedly have had 23 players enter the transfer portal since the offseason. You know, some of those minimal contributors, but some of those players as well that have contributed. Among the notable Hogs who are going to be absent against Kansas, their top linebackers, Drew Sanders and Bumper Pool. Wide receiver Jaden Hazelwood has opted out to concentrate on the draft. And somebody not getting as much attention, but I think a substantial loss for the Razorbacks, their center, Ricky Stromberg. He started more than 40 games during his Razorback career there in Fayetteville. Their starting center, Stromberg, also opting out. Kansas gets off to the 5-0 start, stumble down the stretch. They lost 6 of their last 7. But this is a Kansas team. They've been a Power 5 doormat for a long time. Hadn't even played in a bowl since 2008. I think they're the hungrier team. I think they're going to have all hands on deck. I like Kansas plus 3. I think the Jayhawks win outright.
Okay, how about the Cheez-It Bowl with Florida State?
You know, it's hard to gauge kind of the impact of momentum on the bowl season, but this is a Florida State team that after they had 3 straight losses the first 3 Saturdays of October, they regained their footing nicely and finished the regular season with 5 straight victories. Only one of those 5 victories by fewer than 25 points. They were playing top 10 caliber football, in my opinion, at the conclusion of the regular season. Oklahoma, another team heavily impacted by opt-outs and NFL draft persons who are concentrating on that process. The most notable running back, Eric Gray, rushed for almost 1,400 yards. He won't play for Oklahoma. Their 2 starting offensive tackles won't play. Their top interior defensive lineman, Jalen Redmond, won't play. This is a Florida State team angling for a top 10 preseason ranking in 2023. Sooners might keep it close for a while, but I think Florida State pulls away the Seminoles by 2 touchdowns or more.
Very good. It's Follow the Money here on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network. Professional sports bettor, college football handicapper Paul Stone is our guest. His podcast is called the Paul Stone Sports Podcast. And then again, on Thursday is a really good day for bowl games. It's the Alamo Bowl at night. Texas takes on Washington. Okay, a couple things here. Where did this number open up at the absolute peak? How have you bet it so far? If you're on the dog, did you take any money line with Washington? And how would you bet it today with the current number?
You know, I took on December 5th there at Circa, Monday, December 5th, when they posted their openers, I took Washington plus 7. So one of the better tickets that I have. I did not take any money line. I do regret it at this point, and I've kind of lost the value there, so I probably won't. But today we see Texas currently favored by only 3.5, a total of 67.5. But I still like the Huskies. I mean, this team, they really played well down the stretch. They finished the season, the regular season, on a 6-game winning streak. That included 3-point victories over Oregon State and at Oregon. And clearly, the key to their success this year, 4,300-yard passer Michael Penix Jr. Out of the transfer portal from Indiana. Actually, Kalen DeBoer, the second-year head coach there at Washington, he was Penix's offensive coordinator at Indiana during Penix's freshman year there. So kind of a reunion of sorts. One of the nation's most prolific offenses does Washington have. They rank in the top 6 in scoring, almost 40 points a game, total yards, 513 yards per game, yards per play, 6.8 yards per play, and passing yards, 377 passing yards per game. Then on the Texas side, they're going to be without their top player, tailback Bijan Robinson. gained almost 1,600 yards rushing this season. He'll probably be the first back taken in the April NFL draft. His backup, Roshon Johnson, he had almost 2,200 career yards rushing. He's also opted out. So true freshman Jonathan Brooks, who's played just a little bit, probably gets the start. Then on defense, linebacker, kind of the spirit of that defense, DeMarvion Overshawn, he's opted out to concentrate on the draft. 96 tackles, 10 tackles for loss, 4 sacks, a lot of production there as well. I like the current trajectory of this Washington team. I think they're going to be the more inspired team in San Antonio. I think the Huskies not only cover the 3.5, but beat the Longhorns this Thursday there on the Riverwalk in San Antonio.
That is a great breakdown and analysis. Best of luck this week with the bets, sir. We appreciate it, and Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you guys. Have loved being on each week with you guys this year. And y'all have a great conclusion to the bowl season.
Thank you. Back at you. There you go. Okay.
Thank you, sir.
Yeah, so, boy, he'd make a great case for Washington.
Yeah.
Also, grabbed 7 on the opener. And now true freshman at running back. You take away all of that usage and all of those reps and yards between Robinson and the backup. That's going to be a massive drop-off. He talked about the defensive players as well. I'm with him on that. I think Washington probably wins the game outright.
Did you watch the Hawaii Bowl? I'd San Diego State.
I watched some of it.
Blow them out. You look at the rushing yards.
What was it, minus 65 yards rushing from Middle Tennessee, and they won the game?
Yeah.
That can't happen.
It shouldn't happen. Like last night with the Pistons. But
that was a rough night on Christmas Eve of watching games.
Yeah.
That one and the Raiders-Steelers game.
Oh.
Ugh, boy.
Sunday night was a tough watch. Last night was a tough watch.
Yep. The prime time. What do you think of the bowl games in general? I'm betting them, but
not much.
All the lack of juice this year from all time high.
Yeah, I know it's going to be like that every year moving forward, though, with opt outs, transfer portal, the coach is getting fired and leaving, whatever. I know.
Up next, Nathaniel Hackett was such a bad head coach in Denver that he was incapable of making it one full season. Odds are out for the next Broncos coach. I would very much like to fire on a couple of these names. We'll tell you who they are coming up on Follow the Money. It's VSiN, the Sports Betting Network. There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you have a thought on TikTok. Will Congress ban it or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album be album of the year? What about Biden's approval rating or inflation and a whole lot more? You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. $20 bonus if you go to Kalshi.com/followthemoney, spelled Kalshi, and deposit $50. There is no guarantee of performance, and an investor could lose their entire investment, including fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at Kalshi.com.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.
This is Follow the Money on VSiN.
Welcome back. This is Follow the Money here on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network. Mitch Moss along with Paulie Howard, another head coach in the NFL, hit the bricks over the weekend, this time with the Broncos. That's 3 on the season.
He had to go. He should have been gone months ago. But after the embarrassing loss on national television, everyone's watching. with the defense quitting, which I don't blame them. They finally just said, I've had enough of this. And then the fight on the sideline. It was, I've seen enough.
I'm very concerned about the state of coaching candidates at the NFL level.
Yeah, well said.
Because this is going to be an ongoing thing. Now that this is happening over and over and over again in year one or during the season with coaches getting the axe, like, where are the good candidates? Like, it's going to happen next year. Like, we're going to get probably 6, 7, 8, 9 new head coaches next year. And by Halloween, we're going to say, these guys all stink.
How many right now can I say, okay, I'd love to have that guy. He's a great candidate. I would go, obviously, Sean Payton. Go Harbaugh, if he would leave Michigan.
Yeah.
Ryan's with the 49ers.
Yeah, and but then, I don't, who as a candidate, sure, but what if he's a disaster as a head coach?
Yeah.
You just, Bieniemy, has that ship sailed?
It shouldn't.
Like, I don't, Shane Steichen, Eagles offensive coordinator?
I'm with Mike Pritchard, though. I can't get, he's used to play quarterback here, so I can't.
Yeah.
I'm the wrong guy to ask about, right?
So here are the offshore or global odds to become the next Broncos full-time head coach. Sean Payton is the shortest shot at 4-1. I would not bet that. He's not the guy I want to make a bet on. And the reason why is because just be patient, pal. Wait, a better spot's going to open up.
What if the Cowboys lose in the first round of the playoffs?
Of course.
There you go.
That could be his gig.
Then Big Mike's out. You said something interesting during the break, though, about what Greg Rosenthal wrote.
Oh, okay,
NFL Network.
NFL Network. He pointed out that everybody is saying that they're tied to the Russell Wilson contract. He tweeted, no, you're not. You can absolutely punt on that contract. You can cut him, and you can eat the dead money. I think it's after June 1st.
Yeah.
He goes, just suck it up, eat the dead money, and move on. If that's what you want to do, you can do it. Like, that's a possibility now. Because, like, what was worse this year? Was Hackett as the head coach, or was Russell Wilson as the quarterback? It's an awful 1-2 parlay.
Yes, that's a
And Hackett's a bad probably exact. Never going to coach ever again as at the head spot.
Yeah.
It was so bad. But Russell Wilson was a disaster, Paul.
You wasted a great defense.
You really did,
like,
for
we've
the
never
entire
seen
year.
Before. Yeah. Right? Usually they tease you, and maybe this team's the 8-9 or 9 and something like that. I mean, you weren't even close. And you're giving up, what, 16, 17 points per game during this stretch.
Right. So I don't want anything to do with Sean Payton at 4-1. The next guy on the board is who I'm betting on, Dan Quinn. I'm pretty strong on Quinn going to Denver, thinking that that's going to be the spot for him. And they will announce this whenever the Cowboys get bounced from the playoffs. That's my thought on it.
Hmm.
I think he's going to get a second chance.
All right.
He did a hell of a job this year with the defense recently. I don't know what the hell's going on. But that's one guy that I would certainly like to make a bet on. Jim Caldwell is next at 6-1. Does he see another head coaching job ever in his career? I don't know about that.
He won with Detroit.
He did.
Good job with Indy.
My question is, why has he not had another job?
Yeah.
What the hell is the problem there?
Mm-hmm.
Steichen 7-1, D'Amico Ryan's 15-2, Bieniemy's 9-1, Frank Reich is also 9-1.
Can't Bieniemy be another McDaniel? Won't he come in with the creativity and imagination and go, 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 and let's, you know,
Again, I don't know how he's not a head coach at this point.
I know.
The other guy,
over year after year.
You brought his name up. Would you take a flyer on Jim Harbaugh at 12-1?
I would throw the bag at him if I'm the Broncos.
They have all this money. I mean, it's never-ending funds for the ownership group here.
Yeah.
And if they want to get Harbaugh, they can make that happen. Exactly right. What's it got to be?
Yeah.
Do you want $12 million a year? Fine, here you go. Here's what it's
name your not name your price. It was an incredible job with the 49ers. When he took over that organization, how bad they were.
Totally agree.
And then to get him right away to get the NFC title game and success that they had. Saw something in Kaepernick. Almost one play away from winning the Super Bowl.
Yep. I would great not job. Work my way down the board too much more than that. Although Bevel might be interesting with his career and how much time he's worked with Russell Wilson. He's 20-1. I can't imagine that that's the guy that they would go with, but there's an angle there anyway. Long shots, Pete Carroll at 150-1.
That's Shannon Sharp listed too.
Yeah.
Are we sure this is it now for the end of the year? I got this one right. I thought there'd be another guy to go, and it happened. Are we sure Kingsbury survives the year?
The only thing
that could
I would
be another
there,
guy that could go.
The contracts mean nothing, correct?
Right.
We saw that with Hackett. done, first year. Bam, back-to-back years now, a first-year coach is gone.
Well, the problem with the GM, too, it's just going to be, we got a clean house entirely, and you can't, he can't stand, Murray and Kingsbury don't get along.
Right.
I mean, Murray rips them all the time. Schematically, we're bleeped. Yep. Actually said that in a press conference.
Yep. Which is odd, because when Murray was coming out of college, that was Kingsbury's guy. And they just took Josh Rosen in the first round. Like, no, we're going to take Kyler Murray now.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, if he doesn't get the axe, I mean, it's going to... His contract goes to like 2027, I believe? Kingsbury? Oh, they completely screwed this entire thing up.
We have to factor in last year. I mean, they were 7-0. And they limped into the playoffs and got buried by the Rams.
Yeah.
And how bad Murray looked. He's got to completely blow things up in Arizona.
Is the team that they just lost to, is that situation safe in Tampa Bay?
That's a bad situation. That's another, right. I guess it depends what happens. You're saying Bowles coming back?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Sure. Or wanting the job, too. I don't want that job.
No, neither do I.
I mean, you might take over a team that misses the playoffs and then Brady leaves.
They're on the precipice of... They're not as bad as the Rams were, like probably back in October, when you could just see like, okay, this team's going to be one of the worst teams in the league for a long, long time. That has that potential. Buccaneers, I don't think are that bad, but they're close. They're in the conversation. It's going to fall apart, and it's going to be ugly probably for a long time in Tampa. Like once the building starts to crumble a little bit, get out of the way. And they're going to host a playoff game.
Yep. Brent was strong on that Sunday. I'm glad it really bothers Musburger, and I'm glad.
What part?
The hosting a playoff game.
I can't.
It's embarrassing for the league.
It absolutely is.
And I'll ask Mike Florio about it tomorrow. They got to change this. I mean, you have to make a plea to the competition committee and the owners and say, you can't have this. You can't have a 13-win team going on the road against whatever trash emerges from the NFC South.
Bad business.
You can't do it. And I never thought about it. It's going to happen in the AFC, too. Same thing's going to happen.
Jacksonville?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's right.
I mean, you can't have this.
Yep. So we talked about this 2 weeks ago. I tweeted this out. Who would you rather see in the playoffs?
Mm-hmm.
Tom Brady and the Buccaneers or the Lions?
Huh.
It was like 78% said, I would much rather see Tampa Bay than Detroit. Well, the Lions get in. That was a pretty bad loss over the weekend, but it's still there for them to get in. That Week 18 game against Green Bay on the road is going to be so huge. Dan Campbell is one of the best sound bites in the entire league. And, man, everybody was high on him. They were high on the team before last week against Carolina. They got blown out, and he told the media what it's like to embrace being humbled.
It stings. It's awful. But, man, it's the best thing that can happen to us, you know, because I think no matter who you are and whatever you do, some of your best work is when you get your face kicked in. And so, I mean, that literally, I don't know everybody gets their face kicked in, but... But I do know, man, when your back's against the wall and you get trotted on and everything's at its worst, you either just stay down there or you get up and you come back motivated and upset with calculated energy and aggression. And, man, you go. And there's a purpose. And so I think this is the best thing for us.
The odd part of that game was Goff was fine.
Yeah.
I mean, he had 350 yards and a bunch of touchdowns. The defense over the past month, five games thereabouts, they were playing – at a very high level.
Yeah.
And it just completely fell apart.
Yeah. I mean, you give up 300 yards rushing. Forget about it. Yeah. But it's right there for them. They should win Sunday. The Commanders, I figure to lose. If it's not Sunday, could be the... And we'll see how Dallas treats
them. I would agree.
But I would think they're not going to beat Dallas if Dallas plays people. And hell, they might lose Sunday. And then Seattle... What happens with Seattle and the Jets? Another huge game. Because they should be able to beat the Rams at home, although it was a tough game with Wolford the first time, and Geno had to rally them late. But it's still a good path for Detroit. Costly loss, but they still can do this.
Yep.
But I'd rather be the Packers though too with what's left. But again, just how it worked out, where the Packers win, all the teams around them lost, and the same thing happened with the Chargers.
Mm-hmm.
Chargers clinched last night, needed to win, but four teams had to lose. Saturday and Sunday, and that's exactly what happened.
Right. So in the NFC, I think Commanders and Seahawks miss, and I think it comes down to the Lions-Packers game in Week 18. I think that's the way it breaks.
Yeah, I'd like to see it.
Let's follow the
money. I wouldn't mind a Minnesota Giants rematch.
That was a good game.
It was
good game. Yeah, follow the money here on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network. Up next, four bowl games are on the board to bet on today. They closed 1-3 down the stretch, but are taking money in today's matchup. We'll tell you who that is coming up here on VSiN. There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you have a thought on TikTok. Will Congress ban it or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album be album of the year? What about Biden's approval rating or inflation and a whole lot more? You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. $20 bonus if you go to Kalshi.com/followthemoney, spelled K-A-L-S-H-I, and deposit $50. There is no guarantee of performance, and an investor could lose their entire investment, including fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at Kalshi.com.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.